It's Jay DeMarcus and Friends, which means literally everyone in Christian music. Kate Thompson, Yveth Luna, Jason Crabb, and more. Their version of Joy to the World. Happy Tuesday, December 9th, 7:20 on the clock. Liam and Kaylin hanging out with you.
Weather-wise, today looking mostly sunny, high of 31. Tonight, mostly cloudy, low of 27. Your winning Wednesday looking like snow, some rain showers early on, turning to mostly cloudy skies, high of 40. Right now, seeing 13 degrees here in Mannheim.
And today, we welcome back our friend Meredith Jester. She's the Director of Support Groups at Sweet Grace Ministries. Meredith, welcome back.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. So, we talked a little bit about Sweet Grace Ministries. For those who didn't hear, give us a brief synopsis of who you guys are.
Sure. So we are a ministry that partners with families enduring miscarriage, ectopic pregnancies, stillbirth, and neonatal death. And so we offer comfort items free of charge in the hospitals. And then we have other services like photography services for families in the hospital and support groups to connect families to just sort through what they've been through.
Very cool. So support groups, that's a big focus of what you guys do, especially what you do. What does that look like? What are support groups at Sweet Grace Ministries?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have some in-person support groups. We have one in Chambersburg, York, Harrisburg, Lancaster, in person. There's more information on our website about that. And then we also have a Zoom option once a month. So all of them meet once a month for about 2 hours. We get together and we introduce ourselves, share a little bit about our loss story, mm-hmm. and then we have talking points. We just discuss our grief, what it looks like in that day, what that looks like in that month, and things that we want to work on, and just navigating life after loss.
Very cool. So a lot of emotions, I'm sure, involved with this. It's probably very cool to see how God works through these support groups. Do you have any stories of how these support groups have impacted people in them?
Absolutely. So there was a family that came to the Lancaster support group a few months ago, and they walked in the door. They were newer to the area, and they were looking for a church to attend also. So in walking through the doors for our church, they said, "This is amazing. This kid ministry looks wonderful." And they started attending church, and they just dedicated their 3 living children last weekend.
Wow. That is so, so cool. And it doesn't just need to happen in person. You mentioned Zoom, but there's a way to connect on social media if you can't make it or you don't want to go in person. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, for sure. So on our website, you can find more information or Googling or searching on Facebook, I mean, or Google probably would work too. But we have closed Facebook groups for all of our locations. So parents can come together and make those connections. I'm in all of them, so you can say hi to me and say, "Hey, I heard you on the radio." And we do have questions that you need to answer before being admitted into those groups, just to make sure that they are secure. It's only for lost parents. And we can talk about loss, share stories, and just say, "Hey, this has been really hard for me this week. What would you do?" And just find that friendship in people who really understand and get it.
Wow, that is so cool. If folks want more information, where can they visit you?
Absolutely. SweetGraceMinistries.com has emails for me, our main email, all kinds of information on how to volunteer, how to give back, things like that.
Very cool. SweetGraceMinistries.com. That's the place to get more information. Meredith, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Oh my goodness, it's been all the pleasures, all ours, really. We're heading right back into the music as well with Mercy Me. Here's Christmas Time is Here, right here, FM 90.3 WJTL. Good morning.